All right, welcome to Motivational Monday, and glad you're joining in. This is the first Monday of August. Hard to believe, but already moving into mid to late summer. But let's just be present right here on this day. And I hope this Motivational Monday will give you motivation to live out your faith in your life. But we are in this journey winding down here with the 10 elements of Lose, Love, and Live by author Dan Mosley. And we've been working our way through this process, not in a linear way, but in the tapestry of life. All of these things going on sometimes simultaneously within us, but talking about those elements, but also good companions for walking with us through the journey of grief and loss and suffering and pain. And some of those things have been naming the loss, feeling that pain, being angry, remembering, guilt, forgiving, gratitude, play, and now practice, and then next week, a final one, becoming new. So today, practice. Well, this ninth dimension is discovered by those who are growing through grieving, knowing that it is a practice. We aren't experts at this. We're constantly working toward it and working through it. And after we have explored a variety of options for living post our loss, that we've gone through, whatever that loss is, a loss of a loved one, a loss of a job, a loss of a particular way of life, a pattern for life, changes in seasons of life, all of those things. Somewhere we want to discover that there are options now who represent who we are more than others, that something is emerging. For example, if you're dating someone new, that's a process of discovering. You need to practice taking a new job role. You have to find your way through that. You have to practice. If it is taking on a major move across the country and a blending of families together in some way, working through a family system that maybe operates differently than your own, again, you got to practice how you're going to live that out. And this practice moves us to a course of actions, which really then creates a new way of life. And when the time comes on this journey of living, of learning to live a new life, you need to make some decisions of how you hope to practice it. And obviously the commitment may lead you to the awareness that you do not really want to pursue that way of being, but until a commitment is made, the full effect of the new direction will not be made known. You're practicing, you're trying some things and saying, nope, that's not for me. This direction might be better. It's like the rudder on the boat. You're constantly adjusting and turning and adapting so you can get where you ultimately hope to be. But it's not a light switch, and it's not just pick the destination and then here's the 8 steps to get there. It's a constant working it out. And to grow spiritually requires a lot of practice. It will require the practice of paying attention, which we're not very good at usually, of slowing down and noticing what's going on around you and within you. That takes practice. Many of us are so eager to live that we miss the living going on within us. We're so eager to know more and to do more that we miss what's happening right around us in the moment. And to grow spiritually and relationally is to be open to the moving of the creative energy in the life that's within and around us. Again, there's an awareness, some new eyes and some new ears and some new ways of being. But paying attention requires intentionality. And intentionality is a practice. If we actually get off the interstate and the fast trains, the high-speed trains, and we travel the scenic routes, maybe if we enter into meditation or centering prayer, those kinds of things can help for a bit to slow us down. You know, we live in a world that wants to rush from A to Z and move us quickly. I think I shared this story one other time. I can't remember. But when I was living in Minnesota and serving in the midst of the Inuit community there, their young pastor died. And it was a deep, deep grief for the whole entire Inuit community. He was married, had very young children. His wife was pregnant with a child. And it was in that season that he passed away. And the one thing that I really took away from that experience in the Inuit community is that they really did pause to work through grief. And they sat within that grief. They gathered together to process that grief. They didn't all go to their corners to do it on their own. They weren't embarrassed by it. As a matter of fact, they said, we're not going to do anything new or different or even talk about anything in the future until we spend a whole year going through this together. And so people were rallying around his spouse. They were rallying around each other. And they allowed that grief to be visceral, to be out loud, to catch each other's tears. It wasn't hidden. There was no such thing as 3 days and we'll wrap this up and we'll move on. There was a working it out. And there was a lot of prayer and meditation that needed to be in that place to be strengthened. But I think there in community, through quietness, the quiet voices, the whisperings within us begin to bubble up. And our souls speak some direction. Our souls speak some answer to the mysteries of all the questions that we now need to face. And so how do you need to get off that interstate of moving so quickly? Where are you being encouraged to slow down? Whether that be in your work or in your relationships or in the losses and in the sufferings of the world. And how is it that God and others can speak life, a word of life there, to give God a chance to create for the future? Well, I want to raise up some good companions. What does a good companion look like when it comes to practice? And maybe you can be this for someone or someone can be this for you. But one of the hardest parts of this dimension in the journey toward newness is discovering people who can help you stay focused on your new life. But with practice, that's what they're there for, to help you stay focused on your new life. Most of us are part of social networks that have a stake in our returning to normal or what was. The people we interact with are not typically interested in adapting so that we can be different. It will require a strong person with a good social support to develop new ways of responding to the world around him or her. One of the most important things you can watch for in your journey toward the future is one or more individuals who can help you practice the new life that you're pointing to. This means finding persons who truly hear what you like about who you are becoming, and who then hold you accountable to the vision that you have for yourself. They let you articulate the vision. They let you point to who you seek to become. And then they hold you in that story. And they build you up toward it. Maybe a counselor would be really good at this. Maybe a business or life coach. Maybe someone, again, who works within therapy would be one who could really provide that encouragement. But also, I think people within your sphere with where you go each day and where you connect each day, that you need to find someone there who can do that as well, because that's where most accountability lies. They see you in the real world seeking to live this out, and they can provide that encouragement that you need. So good friends here, good companions, their presence will remind you of who you want to be, and what you're leaning into, and that will be an invaluable resource as you move toward that new self that you are becoming, or that they are becoming. And so practice, practice, practice. Most of our life is lived within practice, not in a performance culture, not just in outcomes of which people want to see, but the work that goes into the daily living. So may you practice through Lose, Love, and Live here, and may you be good encouragers as you seek to live it out each day. All right, blessings to you. Good day.